Fort State Bank. With ever-changing technology and input costs, flexible terms and financing are now crucial to a successful farming business. So whether you are just beginning your career or an experienced farmer, let us personalize a lending package that best suits you and your operation. Great rates, exceptional customer service, and hometown values. Bayport State Bank is the bank local farmers trust. Shouldn't you?
With 8 ATM locations in Huron County, banking has never been easier. Bayport State Bank with office locations in Bad Axe, Bayport, and Pigeon. Equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
How friendly is your Ben Franklin?
How friendly is your Ben Franklin?
We give Hard Joe's a 10.
We give Hard Joe's a 10.
So come on, all you craft fans.
So come on, all you craft fans.
And save while you spend.
And save while you spend.
This is Gretchen. And this is Heidi from Hard Joe's Ben Franklin at the main intersection in downtown Pigeon. We carry fabric, beads, crafts, scrapbook supplies, school supplies, art supplies, and so much more. You can also save money, too. Ask about our punch card.
We're Hard Joe's Ben Franklin in downtown Pigeon.
We give our Ben a 10.
I'm sure by now that you've heard about the Equifax data breach. 143 million people had their personal information hacked. That is just about half the population of our country. There are a few things scarier than having your identity stolen. It can ruin your credit and your life. This is Mike LePage with Thumb National Bank and Trust Company. We encourage all of our customers to see if they were affected by this incident. If you are a current Thumb National secure checking customer, your credit is constantly monitored for identity theft. If you are not currently a secure checking customer, we encourage you to contact any one of our offices throughout the Thumb and Bay City area and ask about our secure checking option. Thumb National secure checking program not only provides identity theft protection service to keep your information safe, but a number of other member benefits as well. Please call one of our secure checking specialists toll-free at 866-862-3113 or visit your nearest Thumb National Bank location in Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, Bad Axe, and two locations in Bay City. People helping people. Member FDIC.
At Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon,
we always have you in mind,
'cause we're a friend of the family.
Tuesday night, head south of the border for Main Street Cafe's Mexican Fiesta Night for just $6.50. Thursday evenings, let your taste buds travel to the Far East for Main Street Cafe's Oriental Stir Fry for just $7.95. Friday nights, enjoy the delicacies of the deep. The all-you-can-eat seafood buffet featuring many seafood entrees with a salad bar, all for just $9.25. And Sunday, come home with the family for the breakfast buffet from 9 till 2 for only $8.25. Main Street Cafe and Bakery is truly a world of flavors.
Listen to the WLAW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Tune to Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device, or listen live and worldwide at WLAWsports.com. It is now our segment we like to call the Media Roundtable on WLW Sports, where we gather up as many football aficionados as possible and pit them against each other for bragging rights. Join me today from the Huron Daily Tribune, it's the Institution of Offensive Execution, Paul P. Adams, our in-game analyst for WLW Sports, Dave Hansen, and our Director of Sports Information at the WLW Sports Network, Doug Cole. Through the end of the season, we keep score of our game's predictions, and when that time comes, we will deem a Media Roundtable winner. Everyone has one victory in the season so far through weeks, except one exception, Paul P. Adams.
If we had the opportunity to do that. Sorry, Paul. I had to.
All right. You know, I've had some bad luck, so I figured I'd have to. I called in some favors, had Caseville forfeit their game, so I could come over here today and try to get off the schneid.
For those listening, that is not true. Just want to make that clear right now. So how it works, each media representative picks a winner and a final score for tonight's featured game on the WLAW Sports Network. The winner is deemed by selecting the winning team and by having the most accurate point differential. If no one selects the correct winner, then I, Clark Ramsey, graciously will accept the victory for the week. Since the score is Doug Cole, 1, Dave Hansen, 1, Clark Ramsey, 1, Paul P. Adams, not 1. Mr. PGA, the tee is still yours.
Well, we will break down these teams here shortly, but let's look at it this way. Reese was demolished last week by the Harbor Beach Pirates, a team that we all think is going to have a good season this year, but not a great season. They've beaten two teams that are not very quality. Lakers, on the other hand, their only loss is a good one to a high-powered Hudson team. They've run over everybody since. I see that again today. Give me Lakers and a pretty good-sized win. I'm taking 42-6.
42-6 for Dave Hansen, a 36-point differential. And Doug Cole, you are the most recent victor after Dave, so the tee is yours.
Yeah, I agree with Dave. I don't think this game is going to be really close. I got Lakers 42, Reese 14.
14, so undercutting Dave Hansen in just a hair there. As, let's see, he has Lakers by 28 points, 42-14, which leaves Paul Pianhams.
I learned something in week one, a very important lesson. Do not count your chickens or your cold cuts before they hatch.
Right.
Because
those cold cuts spoil very quickly.
I had a win all wrapped up in some FedEx return to kick. So today, if I am closing in on victory, I will not send a group text until there are triple zeros on the clock. With that said, I agree with everything Dave said. Last week actually could have been a lot worse. Harbor Beach had some turnovers that they didn't convert into points. And I believe if Reese turns the ball over against a really quality team like Lakers, they're going to pay for it even more. So, again, we're going to go with a big spread, and I'm going to go just a little bit bigger than Dave. I'm going to take the over, as I like to do. I'm going to go 45-7.
45-7, a 38-point differential. And, Paul, I do like your pick because that means someone made an extra point. So I'll take that. So we have in the books with Dave Hansen at 36, the middleman. Paul Pietam's the high man at 38 points for Lakers, 45-7. And Doug Cole is taking the low number at 42-14 at 28 points. And looks like, fellas, I'm going to take Reese.
I think that would be right.
It's a safe bet.
What else could you do?
That's right. All right, let's take a look at other area games going on across our region. Let's start out in eight-player football. North Huron and Caseville were supposed to play tonight. Caseville, unfortunately, had to forfeit due to injury and safety of players. So North Huron moves on to 2-1 on the season.
I assume that means we'll take North Huron in this game?
We'll take North Huron. And again, Clark, for sure, they are. Caseville is not playing next week. So that is absolutely confirmed. Caseville will be forfeiting against New Haven Merritt next week. After that, the season is on a week-to-week basis for the Eagles.
Speaking of New Haven Merritt, they are on the road in Bay City taking on the Catholics, who are both 2-1.
This is one of the best games in the NCTL Stripes schedule here. Two teams that have looked like they could be contenders to the title. I picked the Bay City All Saints in this game, but I wouldn't be surprised either way how this goes.
And I got it on my sheet. I think New Haven Merritt's going to squeak it out. If this game was in New Haven, I'd be a lot more confident about it. It is in Bay City. But I like what New Haven Merritt brings to the table. I think they're going to squeak one out, Paul.
Two winless teams, Owen Gage and Akron Fairgrove, faring off in Fairgrove, Michigan tonight.
Usually Owen Gage has the better of these matchups. Nothing would make Akron Fairgrove happier than to finally break through. But I got to see Akron Fairgrove up close and personal last week. And I saw a team that's just not ready to play very good football. I think Owen Gage breaks through finally and gets the win in this game.
I think so. This is the day. This is the game that gets Owen Gage back to their winning ways. And unfortunately for Akron Fairgrove, they're going to be the team that's going to let them get win number one.
And our final game in the NCTL Stripes would be Peck and CPS, both teams at 1-2.
Peck played basically All Saints within 2 points last week. I think that's going to propel them. CPS had a big win over Caseville last week, but I don't reach much into that. I think Peck's going to win this game.
I certainly agree. I think Peck, in its history in the last four or five seasons, has been perennially a pretty good team, and I think they're going to find their way back to winning and get their second win of the season.
Moving on to the NCTL Stars division, Deckerville at Kingston. Deckerville at 3-0, Kingston at 2-1.
Deckerville is your best team in the state. No reason to think that they don't go on the road, take care of business. Kingston lost pretty handedly to Lawrence last week, and I think Deckerville is going to handle them pretty easily.
Yeah, and key back to week two, Deckerville dismantled Lawrence. So if Lawrence beat Kingston by a big amount, should mean Deckerville should have a smooth road.
Burton Madison at 1-2 against Lawrence at 2-1 in Lawrence.
Well, Lawrence looks like they've recovered from that week one that week two beating that they suffered at the hands of Deckerville. I think Larry gets a win here.
I certainly agree. I think Lawrence it was sort of a wake-up call having Deckerville beat him down like that. So now they've been the team now that has really poured it on to people, especially last week. I expect them to win again.
Morris at 3-0, Dryden hosting them at 1-2.
Dryden's a tough 1-2 team. Morris, 3-0, looks pretty good on the surface. I'm still going to pick Morris, but I wouldn't be shocked if Dryden won this game. A tougher game than it looks like when you look at the record.
I certainly think this will be one of the closer matches we have in the Stars division, but I still think Morris is a better team.